Good evening. We are on a Monday night class, lady class. We are learning from Ohel Rachel. We are in the page 171. That's continuous class from weekly class. And from last week, we are in a fourth chapter of the lady of mitzvah candle, the mitzvah of lighting of the candle in Shabbos. And the lady shine the husband, the light of the eyes of the husband, the life of the husband. B'Shem El Chai Na'aseh V'Nasliach, V'Hashem Aleinu Barach Habav Yarviach. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to give a good class. I want to thank my wife, everybody for coming, everybody for watching. Tochen Ha'ezer Shel Ha'isha, how the wife help the husband. למדנו פרק הקודם כי האישה במעשה יוצרת בבית חיים של תפארת וכבוד. The wife supposed to sustain in the house life of glory and respect. What is this תפארת? תפארת is a royalty and respect. That means that she sustain all the need of the husband, that the husband wouldn't have anything else to look out elsewhere. והם יכולים להתקייל. האדם הנברא לחיים שיש בהם כבוד מלכות, להלה נראה בדברי חז"ל כי זה התוכן האמיתי של העזר עבורו, נברא האישה, והוא כוחה ליצור חיים של כבוד, אלו דבריהם. We're going to try to explain that the man, for to be able to come to sustain his life at home, he need environment, the environment that's his wife, that the wife sustain a life of respect and royalty. And the sages tell us that she is coming to sustain a home, that the husband will want to come to dwell in this home. That's the strength of the lady, to give respect to the husband and to make him feel like a king. A male, his nature, he will never walk into a situation that he cannot win, and the lady need to show him that he can win her and he can win the home by creating an environment for him, so he will feel comfortable to come and to feel that he is the king there. And after she makes him a king, she can ask from the king anything to fill up the wishes for the queen. Because she makes him a king, the king needs to behave like one. And she needs to make him believe that he is the one that sustains that. Most of the ladies forget, if the husband will feel like a king, he will do everything to make her happy. השכירה פגעה ברבי יוסי באליהו הנביא, אמר לו, כתיב אעשה לו עזר. ומה האישה עזרתו לאדם? השכירה, he met, that means רבי יוסי, he met אליהו הנביא, and he asked him, he said, it's written in the Torah, that God said, אעשה לו עזר. Let me do a lady help to the guy, to the husband, to the man. He said, how are we going to create a help? What kind of help that we're talking about? אמר לו, אדם מביא חיטין, a man going to the market, he bring wheat, he bring barley, and he bring linen, he bring wool, לא נמצא מהירה את עיניו, בעמידתו על רגליו. So she taking in Yevamot Samer Gimel, they said the husband going around and he bring all the raw material, and the wife taking this material and she make from the grain, she make cookies, bread, food, she take all the string of the linen, of the wool, and she take from the cotton and she make clothing from that, so the husband will be able to come and to, she weave everything around him. She has the strength, she is a multitask, she has the strength to weave around him everything. And she shine his eyes and she put him on his feet. לכאורה, אין דברי אליהו תשובה, it looked like that Elijah did not give an answer to רבי יוסי. הרי כשם שאדם יכול להביא חיטים מן השוק, כך יכול לתכונן להפת בעצמו. If he is going to the market and bring wheat and barley and grain, he can go and ground it himself and make by himself everything. Aumnam, if this is like that, Eliyahu lo amar, Eliyahu did not say that. שבלעדי האישה לא היה איש יכול להמשיך ולהתקיים. Without the wife, a man cannot sustain himself. Cannot even survive. He did not say that. אלא שהאישה מאירה את עיניו ומעמידתו על רגליו, that she shine his eyes and she put him on his feet. כלומר, נותנת לו קיום איתן שיש בו אור. She give him light to be able that he will sustain his being, his reality. That he will be able to be proud in what he's doing. ובלעדיה היו חייו חסרים לבלתי שלמים. Without her, his life will be missing and not complete. What does it mean? Let's try to understand what Elijah come to tell us. Elijah come to tell us that the lady they given to the husband a reason to be as a whole, as a complete. That what's the reason that the person, he need a purpose to be. That his life will be full of light and consistency, and he's going to feel like a king and royalty. If the husband, every husband going to work every day for his wife, going to bring parnasa only for his wife and his children. That means the husband, he need somebody to make him happy. But he is there to make his wife happy. A husband need a challenge. With no challenge, he have no reason to go to work. He have no reason to go and to bring the grain home. He can go eat in a restaurant. With no reason, he doesn't need to bring the wool and linen. By bringing to his wife everything that she need, all her demand, that's what gives him satisfaction that he could be able to be useful in this universe. And then she take this, and from all the demand that she have, she take and she make him a beautiful meal, and she make him beautiful clothing, and she make him beautiful thing with the garment that he brings. She weave the universe around him for him to feel that everything that she does, it's only for him. This is the glory and the royalty that he sustain himself in the universe. A man need to feel special. He can only feel special when his wife make him special. He cannot be otherwise special. He's like one of the guys, and if the wife did something specially for him, that she take and she cook specially for him, because specially he like from all the baking, he likes specially a certain cake, or a certain bread, or a certain food, or a certain garment, he like it in this way, and when she make it, and she is giving him the honor that he need for to be able, that he receive the way he like it, he willing to give his life for that. הכרח האדם לחיות בבית. What is the need of the person to live at the home? אליהו העביר היה לדבריו משני צרכי הקיום הבסיסיים של האדם, מזון ולבוש. Why a person need to have a home? So Elijah bring from two different aspects of the basic need of the person, food and clothing. כדברי יעקב אבינו שביקש, like יעקב אבינו, that when he asked from Hashem, ונתן לי לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש, that God will give me food to eat and clothing to wear, וכמו שהוא הובטח לגר, ואוהב גר, לתת לו לחם ושמלה. The person that loved the gear, he need to give him clothing, bread and clothing. What does it mean? אדם שמזון ולבוש מזומנים לו, a person that the food and the clothing are there for him, קיומו שפיר ויציב. He sustain, he is very straight and very consistent. אבל אם הוא צריך תמיד לחזר אחריהם, but if he need to go to look for all the time for food and for clothing, הרי הוא חסר ביסוד מקומי. He is not, doesn't have any stability and he doesn't have the foundation, basic foundation for life. ככתוב לקיצויתים, נודד הוא ללחם איה. איוב said that the person going from place to place just to be able to look for bread. ארור מלוכו בלי לבוש, that he is naked with no clothing. בכוונת אליהו זכור לטוב, דת אליהו הנביא, דת ירימם בפוגוצת, כי העולם לפי טבעו אינו מזמין לפני האיש את שני הצרכים הבסיסיים. The universe by his nature doesn't give to the person the two basic need the way he need them, that they are the foundation for his life. והרי הוא צריך מאמץ על גבי מאמץ כדי להשיגם, that he need to work very hard to sustain them. יש להבין מכאן שאין לאיש קיום שלם בעולם הזה המרחיק ממנו את תנאי חייו תחת לכוון. That means that the universe does completely opposite from the needs of the person. That the person, he is very much going around and he is bringing the material. It's all raw material. It's all fit to everybody. And he needs his wife to take and to specify that everything that he have, everything that he does, everything that he create, he bring it as a raw material. And then the wife take it and make it specially for him. And she take and she, when she make it and she refine it to his needs, that's what makes the husband special. That's what make his life. That's what make his life. That's what sustain him. That he feel as a royalty and he feel that he get all the honor that he need. And we already explained that the honor, when you honor somebody, you give him all his needs around him. And when the lady honor her husband, and the husband will do anything for honor, he live by honor. And if the lady gonna honor his husband, he gonna do anything for her. That means to honor the husband, yes, everybody say, I will honor my husband. The thing is that sometimes they have a dispute. And especially when they come in the dispute that the lady see the weakness of the husband, that she know how to be able to hurt him, she need to honor him even if she dispute him the way he see the universe. She need to keep honor him, because if she doesn't honor the husband, husband doesn't dwell and doesn't sustain himself in a place that he cannot win, that he cannot feel that he is a king, that he is a royalty, that his wife is honoring him. זהו לא טוב האמור על היות האיש ללא אישה. And that's what they said, that it's not good that the man should be with no wife. כלומר, אין לו חיים של טובה וכבוד. He doesn't have any life of appreciation and respect and honor. עבורם נברא אדם, that he sustain everything around him, that he want people to respect him. In the bottom line, in the end of the day, doesn't matter how much money the person have, doesn't matter what he got, doesn't matter anything. All coming down to respect. To respect and honor. This is the basic need of a man. מתוך שהעולם אינו מזמן לאיש לחם ולבוש, that the universe doesn't give to the person straight bread and clothing, האישה יוצרת מקום בו הצרכים הבסיסיים מוכנים לו. The wife taken, she dwell a home, she build a home that sustain every good things that he need. And all the basic things that he need. אנו לומדים שמקום חייו של האיש אינו העולם כמות שהוא אלא הבית. And from here we learn that the basic needs of the person, that the place that he want to dwell is not the universe outside that doesn't give him anything that he need, or doesn't give him the special things that he need, just his home, that the home sustain everything that he need. והבית הוא מקום מכוון לצרכיו של האדם. The house, this is the place that giving all the needs and aim to all the needs of the person. ובו הדברים עוברים מן החוץ המנוגד לצרכי האדם ונעשים מיוחדים לו. And from here, when he crossing the threshold in the house and he bring everything home, the wife taking everything and she make everything special to him that is going to be only to his needs. And with this, and for this respect and for this honor, he willing to give all his life. ומכאן שהבית מוכרח לאדם. From here, the houses have to be for a person. He cannot survive with no home. The home is his wife. שכן תולד כל דבר עומד מקום המתאים לקיומו, that everything sustain himself in a place that he's supposed to be. ואין לך דבר שאין לו מקום. And you don't have a place that you don't have a makom. That means that you need the makom to sustain, that the husband need a place and he need to know where is everything, he need to know where he put himself, where he put his stuff, where his wife sustain for him. He need a place for everything. מקום של האדם הבית, and the place of the person, that's the home. Because he knows everything sustained for himself, so God gave him a place that this home will be according to his needs. And because that's the way he needs, he will dwell in this home. בו הדברים נתקנים לפי דרך חייו המיוחד. That means that sustain his special for his life, that he going to be able to dwell in this home, that everything is around him, everything is according to his needs. And this is what they call his wife, that's his home. That means my ביתי זו אשתי, the house, the wife can take and she make this specially for him. למדנו לדברי אליהו כי מקום קיומו של האדם הוא בית. From here we learn that the place of the person is at home, he want to come home. ואמרו מעולם לא קראתי לאשתי אשתי, and they said, the sages in מסרת שבת, I never call my wife my wife, אלא לאשתי ביתי, I call my wife my house. ללמדתה כי האישה נעשית בית לאיש, that to learn, that to teach us that the wife will sustain and she become to be a house to the man. ובלעדיה אין משמעות למושג הבית, and without her is no home, it's just four walls. רק זו היא עצם עצמיו של האדם, and she is become to be the rib of the person. יכולה ליצור מקום הנעלה מן הבריאה ומתאימה עצמו לקיום האדם. That means that she is, because she is a part of him, she be able to take and she created in this universe a place above this nature for to be able that he will be able to dwell in and to feel comfortable and to feel all the missing part by him. וכשם שהאישה מתאימה עצמה מיוחדת לאיש, the way she make herself special to her husband, כך היא הולכת ומקרבת ומייחדת אליו אל תעולמו. That means that the way she make him special, she take and she bring closer and she make it specially. She bring his universe close to him and she bring him close to his own universe that he be able to dwell in this universe. That means the universe, his house, that's his universe, that means that's his wife. הרי היא מסדרת עבורו בית עם שימושיו, she be able to create a home with all his needs. עורכת לפניו שולחן עם מזונו, she set up the table according the way he like with his food that he like. ובשיעותה היא מיוחדת לו, and the way she specialized, the way she behave in her personality, that she behave special only to him. בידיה מושטות לייחד ולהזמין אליו את העולם, and her hand is coming just to go and to bring his universe closer to him, את העולם שהם צועדים בו, the universe that they are both walking into. וזאת תכלית האמורה עזר כנגדו, and that's the main thing that the wife supposed to be help against him. העזר נצטרך באותה מערכת הנקראת כנגדו, that means the help that she bring, it's have to be against him, cannot be not against him. What does it mean help against him? והעולם כולו שאינו מכוון לצרכי האדם ועומד נגדו, that means that this universe that she created is all built to his needs and is all נגדו, is like נגדו is in the front of him. It's not that it's against him, it's in the front of him, that he see in the front of him everything that he need. מחוץ לו וללא התייחסות לצרכיו, that means that he is in the front of him and not outside, and without anything missing, he is all in everything that he need. That means whatever he need, the universe that been created, that the wife created in this home, so it's going to be in the front of him and he will need, and all his needs going to be there, and whatever he needs she sustain. Like this he run away from the universe to come to be special in her own home. וגם אם היה יכול האדם להתייגע ולחזר תמיד אחרי צרכיו, if a person also, let's assume that he could go and work hard and find everything that he needs. אין אלו חיים של כבוד, this is not life of honor and respect. Because the person that is honorable and respectable, all his needs is around him. He doesn't need to travel far. They said that the president in the desert, the food used to fall in the front of the door. All the man used to be falling in the front of the door. The person that is respectful, everything that he needs is around him. ובאברהם ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את האדם. And for this, God created the universe. He created the universe that he will be able to dwell in the world and to feel honorable. יעשה לו עזר כנגדו, God will say that he will create the wife against him. משמעו שהעולם עומד כנגדו, that means that the universe that he's looking at, that it's in the front of him, יהיה עזר לו מזומן ומכוון לפניו, that means it's going to be help to him, that everything that he needs is going to be the right way, that he doesn't need. If a person come home and he say, honey, I'm home, and he called before and he been announced, and the wife, instead of to welcome the husband with the thing that he like, with the thing that he want, she does the dishes and he say, honey, is the food is ready? She says, in half an hour it'll be ready. Now I'm making the dishes. The dishes could wait. Everything could wait. The husband cannot wait. The lady need to know that the husband cannot wait. If she going to take the 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes to make him a king, after this, whatever she going to ask from him, he will do for her. Because he just come home to feel a king. And if instead of that, she put in the phone of him, the kids, the dishes, the days, whatever, the phone call, anything else, she basically defeat her own purpose. ואת הכוח ליצור עולם זה ניתן כבר בכל אישה. And this strength to create kind of universe they've been given to the wife. היא בונה בית.
I'm sorry. What exactly does she have to do in the house when he comes home to make him feel like a king?
She בונה בית. When 2 minutes I tell you. She בונה בית. בו הדברים עוברים מיותם כנגדו ליותם עזר. She build a home that the universe around him instead going to be against him going to be come and help him. בזה מתקיים הבית כבודו של האדם. With this you sustain in the home the honor of the person. והוא מגיע לחייו השלילים and he become to be as a whole, as a one person, complete person. So you ask him, it's a good question. What does the wife exactly need to do for to make the husband special? Right? I tell to the lady, many times when you want to get married, what kind of husband are you looking for? Most of the lady give me a list from here until Chicago. They want basically Mashiach. The list that they give is bigger than the Torah, what God gave us. I said to the ladies, can you sum it in 4 words? She need to look for somebody that understand her needs. Somebody that understand her needs. 4 words. These 4 words supposed to sustain your entire life. And I said to the guy, if you're looking for a wife, you need to know that you be able to sustain her needs. And if you are not be able to sustain her needs, do not marry her. Don't take lady that she need a maintenance, that she looking to live in a certain lifestyle that you cannot sustain. Do not even start. You need to know that you can afford. If she's coming from a certain home and she have a certain expectation, you need to know that you can afford her. And if you cannot afford her, don't even go there. That means that the person, when he married a wife, he need to know that he can sustain a wife. They need to afford her with all her needs, whatever is her needs is. And the same thing, the wife need to look at the husband to see if he can understand her needs. That means if he is willing to accommodate her with all her needs. Most of the guys, they are not. They're willing to have the wife, but they don't want to give anything. If the husband sustain her needs, give her all her needs, she need to understand, she need to appreciate, that's her husband. He sees the potential that he's going to give her all her needs, she's going to be a wonderful wife. Whatever your needs is. The same thing you are. When the husband buy the house, he buy only a house, a wall, 4 walls. The lady need to take and she need to dwell into this home. She need to cook the food that he likes. She need to know if he like to come home. If he like to read the paper, leave the paper there ready for him.
What if he's the type of guy who always likes to be out and to eat out and to, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. If that's what he got used to, you need to fill up what he like. And according to what he like, you start to stay, to build it one by one, that he will want to come, even that he going outside. He have a certain lifestyle that he like to have it outside. That means he is going out because he cannot find it at home. But if you create the same environment that he like, if he like to have his gin and tonic when he get into the table, so prepare gin and tonic when he's coming home. If he like to have 2 candles like they have in the restaurant, so put the 2 candles on the table, whatever it's make him happy. Whatever he looks elsewhere, create better in your own home. And make it special to him. He like a purple color, give him the purple color. He like this kind of food, get this kind of food. Learn to make it. It's no problem. Whatever he like, try to sustain for him so he will want to come home. But you have no reason. He like to eat Chinese, like one guy tell me, my wife cook any kind of food that I want. I say, wow. I say, yes, if I want Chinese, she call for Chinese. If I want Japanese, she called for Japanese. If I want Italian, she called for Italian. He's very happy. She asked me, honey, what do you like to eat today? What kind of food do you like to eat today? And I tell her, and she says, and he's very happy.
Right.
So, you can do it too. Not every wife needs to know how to cook. In our time, a lady doesn't, it can... they work in, they do this, they do that. You need to know what is make your husband happy. And if you know what will make him happy, you know how to create a life around him that is going to be helpful to him. That he's going to come home, he like the sleeper, give him the sleeper. Whatever he like, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. Some guy like this, some guy like this. Some guy just like to lay on the floor. A guy said, I just like to lay on the floor. I don't want to do anything. I want the kids to come to jump on me. I don't want food. I don't want anything. I just want to sit with my family for half an hour. With no complaint, just enjoy. Every guy likes different things. You need to listen to what he likes and try to feel it. And then he's going to run home. But if the simplest thing that he wants, that he likes, the wife, instead of to give it to him so he will be able to be happy to come home, she is not going to give him because with any reason that she is going to claim that she's right, she lost her husband. Even if he's going to be there, he's not going to be there in a full heart. Mm-hmm. So the wife can take and she can weave the universe around him. She needs to understand that the husband is not multitask the way she is. Because that she is multitask, she can do much more just to make him feel comfortable. The husband can focus on one thing that he's doing. He's going to work, that's what he does. Go to work, he come back, he bring food home. From here, the wife can take and make from this a lot of things. She shines his eyes. כבדר שביער לעניין כבוד שבת, like we already talk about it in the honor of Shabbat, שכל תיקון הבית, בכבוד המייחס למצוות הדלקת נר, that we already said that the husband is very limited. The husband is very limited that he, to sustain his home, he need his wife to be able to shine his eyes, that he is going to be able to dwell into the home. The buzzer. That she is going to be able to dwell into the home. And she, when the wife she is in the home, she be able to light the entire home. That means that the husband, when he see only one part of the house. He doesn't see the entire portion of the house. And what the wife does, when she light the candle, like you're getting into the home and you turn on the switch. When you turn on the light, suddenly you see the room clearly as a one big picture. And that's the job of the wife. That she, when she light the candle, she shine the entire universe around him. כך כל הזמנה והכנה עושה לאישה. That means that she is showing him how everything fit into each other in the home. This wall, with this couch, with this table, with this chair, with this table, it's everything fitting in the way it's supposed to. When he walk in, he's very much bothered in his own mind on whatever it is. When the wife in, she can show him that the universe is really is a one universe. That it's not this and this, they are two opposites. And all this preparation the wife sustained and she created a universe of glory. And that what Eliyahu Nabi said in the Tana de Eliyahu, that she shined his eyes. Without this help, the universe of the wife, of his life, was very dark on him. So thanks to the wife, she be able to sustain the light for him, so he gonna be able to see everything in the right eyes. כאדם השרוי באפלה וצריך הוא תרחה וחיפוש אחרי כל דבר, אלא כפרסון that is in a dark, that he need to look for everything, and he cannot find anything. ואין אלו חיים של כבוד, this is not a life of honor and respect. And the wife, when she light the candle, she turn on the switch, she be able to show him that everything and every limiting and every little thing, where is this and how it fit and how it looks and how everything fit in them together in one big room. והאישה מראה את עיניו בסדר, בסדרה העולם המזומן לדרך חייו של בעלה. And she shine his eyes to show him that the universe is sustain everything with everything that he need around him. ומעמידתו על רגליו, she put him on his feet, בחיים של כבוד, with a life and honor. ועניין הכבוד הוא, קיום איתן ויציב, that the main thing of honor, this is what is to sustain life, that everything is feeding and everything is constant and everything is strong with no any default. That means by this that she giving him every day the chair and the paper that he likes, or whatever he likes, and he's there all the time, she gives him a certain consistency in his life. When he has a clean underwear, he have his clothes clean and ready in the closet, she gives him a certain consistency that gives him a strength in his life for to be able that he can sustain by himself. It looks very limited, you said that it's like, but the husband needs basic needs. He has a basic need, like eating, sleeping, food. It's like, this is what his basic needs. And if he has these basic needs, all the rest can be able to build around that. Aisha Atzma, the main thing in the wife, he aner, she is the light, she is the candle for the life of the man. Like the sages said, Kol Adam Shemeta Ishto Beyamav Olam Chashur Bado. Every person that the wife died in his life, his universe become to be dark. Shenemar Or Choshech Boalo, that it's like the dark is in his tent. Benero Alav Idach, that means that his candle going down on him. The wife sustain the light in the home that everything will look, match and fit in. Biuro explained, Shabbat lelo isha hu kebayit chashur. The house with no wife is like a dark home. Shei efshar lishtamesh bo, you cannot use him. Mishtaleket ishto shel adam beveto, if the lady leave the house of the man, olamo choshech alav, his universe getting dark on him. Sheken ishto yaner, that his light, that's the candle. That his personal candle, that shine all his life. ומובן איפה, we come in to explain, כי הדלקת הנר, when the lady take and she light the candle, לכבוד שבת מסורה לאישה, that God give this candle to the lady to light, היא המתקנת תמיד בית מלא ומסודר לחיי האדם, that she take and she sustain a full house for to be able to sustain the life of the person, with royalty and honor. ולכך, בכוח האישה לקיים בשלמות את המצווה. And this is the strength of the lady to sustain her life, to do the mitzvah is a complete way. לתקן בדו לכל שבת, to be able to correct his home because the Shabbos is the highest thing in the universe that the man looking to dwell into. ויהיה נר דלוק, and the house need to be with the candle, lit in candle. And מיטה מוצד ושולחן ערוך, that means the bed need to set and the table need to be prepared. For eating, לסדר את כל ענייני הבית ולהאיר אותם כנר, that means to sustain everything in the house and to light them with this candle of royalty and honor. And if the wife sustain the life of the husband with royalty and honor, and he's going to be a king, she's going to be a queen. The husband have no reason to go to work, it's only for his wife and his children. And by going to work for his wife and his children, and he see whatever the wife take and she bring and she take all the raw material or the money that he bring. It was in the old day it was wheat and linen. Today he bring money. With this money he take and he see the wife utilize the money wisely in the house for to be able to dwell a beautiful home that everybody will be able to come and himself specially, that is a special around him, that she make it special for him, that he will feel special in the home. He have nowhere to go. He's going to run home every day. So Bezrat Hashem, that all the lady going to be able to shine and to light the eyes of the husband, to know that they are the candle at home, that the husband only looking for the wife to refine his life. And Bezrat Hashem, they're going to be able to build the trust in Umenam Israel and to be able to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu Merah Beyamenu. Amen. Ken Yeratzon. Amen.